and let your creative mind supply you with associations. And if you really can't find a link between the card and a familiar face, then help is at hand. You can always resort to the Dominic system. So what I've done is, I've enabled you to translate the suits into letters in the following way. Now, clubs, take the first letter, is C. Clubs is C. Diamonds is D. Hearts is H. Spades is S. Fairly straightforward. So now, you can get initials of famous people or friends. Remember the code for the Dominic system? 1 is A, 2 is B, 3 is C, and so on. So, here's a question for you. What would the two of clubs translate to? Well, think about it. B, C, Bing Crosby. How about the two of hearts? Well, that could give you BH, Benny Hill, or Bob Hope. Okay, what about the four of clubs? That gives you D, C, David Copperfield, the magician. How about the three of spades? C, S, Claudia Schiffer. Now that could be an interesting combination, four of clubs, three of spades. Okay, nine of diamonds. Here's a good one, ND, Neil Diamond. Or the three of hearts, CH, actor Charlton Heston. Now, before you even attempt to memorize a deck of cards, you've got to learn the language first. So, when you deal a card, you should see a person. So it becomes automatic. Just think about a typist. Does a professional typist have to look down at the keyboard? No. His or her fingers know exactly where to go, just like a pianist. It's the same thing with cards. When you see the three of spades, you see Claudia Schiffer. Nine of diamonds, Neil Diamond. Two of hearts, Benny Hill. Now, to reinforce the image, give that person a prop and an action. Now, Jim, my uncle, the Jack of Hearts, he's always reading the Times newspaper. And the Nine of Clubs, which is for me, Nick Fowler, he's always swinging his golf club. In fact, any chance he gets, he'll practice his swing, being the perfectionist he is. Now, this is very useful because you want your characters and actions to be versatile. You want them to fit in any situation, in any location. Faldo, the Nine of Clubs, must be allowed to swing his club anywhere he likes, just as Jim must read a paper wherever he wants to. Take the example of the Ace of Diamonds. Now, the Ace of Diamonds for me is always John Cleese. I'm not exactly sure how I arrived at this, maybe because the ace looks tall. Anyway, I have the image of John Cleese sitting behind a news desk. Now, if you ever watched the old Monty Python sketches, occasionally he'd be behind his desk in all sorts of different locations. And his favourite catchline was, "And now for something completely different." So he could be on the top of a cliff, even on the side of a cliff. But I think my favourite one was when they put the desk in the sea. It was floating in the sea, and he was dressed up to the nines as a typical newscaster with a tie on, saying, "And now for something completely different." So you can see how useful these persons and their actions and props can be, because you can put them absolutely anywhere. So, the Three of Spades is Claudia Schiffer. Now, she's always striding a catwalk with her hands on her hips. The Four of Clubs, David Copperfield. He's always pulling a rabbit out of a hat or flying. And what about the Two of Clubs, Bing Crosby? Well, he's always decorating a Christmas tree and singing White Christmas. So you see what's happening here. The characters are getting animated. You've breathed life into the cards. And now you have something you can work with.